That's right. That's the whole point of this conversation, is to feel good about yourself. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. If you missed it before the break, Dr. Kellyanne has given away five of her books, Paleo Cookbook for Dummies. If you go to her website and put, what is it, Dr. Kellyanne. What'd you do with Dr. Kellyanne?
DrKellyanne.com.
/Frank Fontana, and then you'll see a little entry form there and get your free copy of the book if you're one of the top first five people to do it. So we were talking about ways, three tips, your best three tips for surviving the holidays, Dr. Kellyanne.
You got it, Frank. So here is what I say. Sip on this, put on this, drink like this. So the first thing, sip on weight loss soup. And it's super easy to make. Sip on this over the holidays. It really keeps you full. And it really keeps you looking thinner because it's a natural diuretic. So it gets all bloat. It gets all inflammation out of your body. You can find it on DrKellyanne.com, but I'll go through some of the ingredients.
Yeah, give us the quick rundown of it because I want to hit all these three before we run out of time.
Yep. It's some carrots, some celery, onion, tomato, garlic, some mushrooms, some cabbage, some sweet potato, some leeks. You put them in there, add some watercress in there, and all you do is put them in a slow cooker. Fill the slow cooker up with a little bit, you know, of water. Make sure that the water is just covering everything. That's all that you have to do. And I will tell you that this makes the best tasting soup. And it'll keep for 3 days in the refrigerator. It'll keep for 3 months in your freezer.
Wow.
It's really wonderful. You cook it on slow for about 8 to 10 hours. And I tell you, it couldn't be easier to make, and it will keep you looking thinner, feeling fuller before you go out. Sip this throughout the holidays. It is a lifesaver.
I like that. I like it. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, so the second thing is before you go out, so I always talk about food management. It's a matter of planning. If you really want to be successful at looking how you want to look, it takes some planning. There's no way around it. Any diet plan that tells you that you don't have to do this, it's a flat-out lie.
Right.
You have to do some planning. So how do you do this over the holidays? Eat some foods before you go out to keep you from going totally off the Christmas cookie rails. So things like avocado, eat some avocado, half of an avocado, just slice that sucker, eat it. 24 to 28% studies show a lower, it will make you eat 25% lower calories than you normally would have. It keeps you fuller, it keeps you satisfied, it's great for your skin. Have some avocados. Another really great food to have a handful of nuts. Walnuts are the best ones in terms of ratios and getting inflammation out of your body.
So we're talking higher fat foods to keep you a little more sustained before you go to the event, right?
To keep you from, yes, and eggs, another really good one.
You're naming all my favorite foods, which is a good thing.
Yes, but the key is to have some of this before you go out. Make some of this.
Yeah.
Spend a little time making some of this. Water, really important. Don't forget about it. Half your body weight in ounces is the prescription for water. Have this before you go out. I mean, it seems like such an oversimplification that water can make such a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
But you will eat quite a bit less.
Yeah.
It really makes a big difference. It improves cognitive function. It gives you more energy. It makes you feel more on when you're out. So it's worth it. So those are some really good foods. And also have a little bit of apple with a closed handful of nuts again. That's
how about some almond really butter on an apple? Is that a good option?
Love it, love it, love it. Have it all the time.
Good.
But just have a little bit of these foods that are going to fill you up before you go out. It really does help.
And you're not saying, like, don't eat. You're just saying maybe you'll eat a little less, and it'll curb that that binge eating.
The binge eating happens when our blood sugar gets out of whack. There's no question about it.
Right.
What I'm trying to do is set you up in a scenario where your blood sugar is stable, you're in the zone, and you feel like you're going to go crazy.
Yeah, that's one of the toughest things. You know, people get into that and their blood sugar drops, and next thing you know, you're gorging and eating tons of food, and then you feel terrible afterwards, and then the emotional stuff starts kicking in. You're like, God,
it's
a terrible cycle. And now, okay, alcohol is a big part of the holidays. What do you suggest, you know, to keep your alcohol consumption under somewhat of control?
Okay, so here's what we do. So I want everyone to realize that food first. These foods I just mentioned, don't go out on an empty stomach because you want to look really thin in your dress or whatever. I'm telling you, if you eat the foods that I just mentioned, these higher fat foods, it's not like eating a lot of foods. It's not going to bloat you out before you go out. It's just not. Make sure you have food in your stomach. And remember the every other drink rule. So this is, you have a drink and you have water. You have a glass of water. Never drink drinks back to back. You always want to dilute them with water. So you have a drink, you have a water. If you choose to have another drink, make sure you have water in between.
Now, does that impact the buzz, though? Is that kind of the whole point of drinking during the holidays?
Very slightly.
Okay.
Very slightly doesn't impact the buzz, but I'll tell you what it does do. It keeps you from feeling horrible the next day.
Right.
And if you feel horrible the next day, then you need to get 500 milligrams of magnesium into your body, because that's really going to help your nervous system come down, which is what's happening when you feel crazy.
Yeah.
After you drink. But let's talk about what to drink. This is important. So here are the best choices, which are going to surprise people. So a lot of times you think, hey, the hard stuff, you know, that's the worst stuff, the hard stuff. Actually, choosing tequila or potato vodka, drinking this responsibly, is actually the best choices that you can make.
So tequila, because, you're saying, I'm a big tequila guy. I'm actually loving what you're talking about here. This is great.
Yeah, so tequila is derived from a plant. It's gluten-free.
The agave plant, yeah.
Sugar-free, and it's low-carb. You can't go wrong with tequila unless you drink too much.
Arriba! Let's break it out, Caitlin. Jeez, if I'd known this, I would have had some Patron Silver sitting by. This is good stuff. Makes me feel good about it.
So Patron is really good. It's a higher-end one.
Yeah.
But that's really clean. And then there's,
but you want to stick with 100%, right? Blue agave. You don't want to get anything
100%.
Less.
100%. That's the key, to stick with 100%. Potato vodka is really great because it's derived from potatoes, it's gluten-free, it's sugar-free, it's low-carb. It really, see, when you drink these type of drinks, they're what I call much cleaner. They're much cleaner.
Yeah.
And they don't give you that, you know, that horrible feeling the next day. They don't impact your gut in the same way. And so here are the things that you should be mixing that with. Club soda, ice cubes. You can have freshly squeezed juices like grapefruit or lime, orange, lemon, coconut water, all of these things. These are what we want to mix them with.
That's
what you
stuff.
Don't want to do is mix them with all of, you know, the soda,
sugars, the
soda
sodas,
syrup.
Yeah. That's what causes the hangover, the headache. Hey, Dr. Kellyanne, we have a question coming in over text about the soup. They want to know, do they drain all of the vegetables inside and just drink the water? Or from the soup?
It's actually a choice. So I keep mine in.
Okay. You keep your veggies in.
Yes, I keep the veggies in because it helps me feel a little bit fuller. Some people just like the broth. I actually like to keep my vegetables in. Great question. Thank
Good
you
stuff.
For asking.
All right, Dr. Kellyanne, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I could do hours with you. You could visit Dr. Kellyanne online at drkellyanne.com. Visit her on Facebook at Dr. Kellyanne, as well as on Twitter at Dr. Kellyanne. Doc, have a great holiday. Once again, it's always a pleasure having you on.
You too, Frank. Take care, you and your
family.
Right,
you got it.